Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I'm attracted to women physically and I guess a little emotionally, but have a strong sexual attraction to men, but not an emotional one. I'm so confused. I don't know whether I'm straight, bi, or gay.
While we cannot tell you what your sexual orientation is, we can hopefully shed a little light on ways that you might think about your sexuality so that you can explore it in ways that feel right to you. Although sexual orientation is often described in ways that make people think one automatically knows if they are heterosexual, also called straight, homosexual, also called gay when talking about men, or lesbian when talking about women, or bisexual, also called bi, sexual orientation is sometimes quite nuanced. In the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, Dr. Alfred Kinsey and his research team noticed in their interviews with women and men that significant proportions of women and men showed fluid patterns of sexual behavior, dreams, and fantasies in regard to the gender of their partner that they thought about or acted sexual with. People also varied in terms of what they did sexually or who they thought about in different periods of their lives. Later researchers in the 60s, 70s, and 80s paid particular attention to these issues. They found that while some men, for example, might feel sexually attractive mainly to women, that they also sometimes fantasized about or even had sex with other men. Other times, people were sexually attracted to members of both sexes. When they thought about who they wanted to spend their lives with, however, they could only imagine themselves with someone of the same gender or maybe someone of the other gender. These are just a couple of examples, the point being that in order to make sense of one's sexual orientation, some people find that it's helpful to think not only in terms of their sexual behavior, but also in terms of their sexual fantasies, their romantic preferences, and who they can see themselves being in a relationship with. Though many people find it useful to give themselves a label such as straight, gay, lesbian, or bisexual, not everyone does. Some people find that they don't quite fit into any of the standard categories and may label themselves as queer, indicating that they embrace a more flexible identity that challenges existing labels. Others don't want any labels at all and decide that as life goes on, they want to remain open to falling in love or falling in lust with people of the same or other gender. If you're in a stage of self-exploration, you might find it helpful to connect with the parents and friends of lesbians and gays, see their website at www.pflag.org, or the American Institute of Bisexuality through their website, which is www.bisexual.org. To learn more about the emotional side of relationships with men, as well as sexual aspects of male relationships, you might read The Male Couple. You can learn more about this book and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.